Good evening. You're listening to Witten Radio. I'm your host, Walter, and on the phone with me is director Brett Culp. Brett is the director of the newest documentary, Legends of the Night. Brett, how's it going?
Oh, fantastic. I'm happy to be speaking with you for a little while today.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to have you on tonight's show.
Oh, thank you. Well, thanks for inviting me.
Appreciate it. So, Brett, for our listening audience, you have a new documentary film that's out called Legends of the Night. Tell our listening audience a little bit about it.
You know, the Legends of the Night is a documentary film that tells the real-life stories of people who were inspired to become heroes in their own lives and in their communities because of their childhood love of Batman. They loved the character when they were kids and said, you know, I want to be a hero like that. So as they grew up, they chose paths in their life that they were inspired by this character. The movie explores the power of heroic stories working in our lives, how the stories that we hear as young people and throughout our lives really affect who we become and really can inspire us to greatness. And so all this love that we have for Batman and these superheroes, it's not weird, it's not strange. It's a very beautiful, wonderful thing that makes the world a better place.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Brett, what inspired you to create this film? Have you always had a love for comic books and comic book characters?
Absolutely. I'm a lifelong Batman fan. You know, my second birthday party was a Batman birthday party. When my sister was born when I was 3, I was wearing pictures of me holding her as a newborn. I was wearing a Batman t-shirt. So I've loved this character my whole life, and I'm also in love with storytelling. I've spent my career as a filmmaker telling stories and watching people respond to the power of stories. And so I was very intrigued to create a feature-length documentary that explored the power of storytelling. And when I realized how Batman had affected me in my life and what a powerful thing it was for me as a symbol and an image in many times in my life, it made me wonder if there were other people that felt the same way. And after several months of research a few years ago, I realized there were those stories out there. So I traveled to 15 different cities and filmed, I don't know, 70-plus interviews.
Oh, wow.
And captured all these stories of these people. Plus, we also interviewed experts in fields like psychology and philosophy and literature and all types of different experts in these kind of that would apply to these kind of fields of storytelling to get their points of view and kind of as commentators on each of these stories. So there's a level of inspiration, of just emotion in the film, but you also, it's a learning experience. You learn about how stories like this affect us, and it's even a bit of a history lesson on Batman and just a little bit of how some of these stories became popular in our culture.
This is great. This is very, very great. What was the production like on this film? Did you encounter very many hardships?
You know, this was really actually an interesting production because we started out with essentially no budget and, you know, nobody knowing about the film. So it was a lot of what we call guerrilla filmmaking, which is, you know, no crew or a skeleton crew, a lot of, you know, nights of me getting stuck in airports because of bad weather and I couldn't get to where I was trying to get to. There was a lot of travel involved, you know, with all these different stories and all these different cities. There was a lot of different places. And then when we were, you know, 6 months into production on this film, the horribly tragic events in Aurora, Colorado happened, and, you know, all the commentators were talking about, you know, Batman as a negative influence, and did Batman inspire this guy to go into the theater and hurt these people? And, of course, for me, while I'm mourning this tragedy and this loss for all these people, I'm wondering if it's even possible to still make a movie like this. You know, would it be perceived as, you know, in bad taste? But, you know, the way things turn and the way sentiment turns, I realized after a while I needed to be bold. And so in February of last year, we put out a trailer and a Kickstarter campaign, and that trailer and the Kickstarter campaign went viral. We met our goal for the Kickstarter campaign within 48 hours. It was just an incredible surge for me and boosted my confidence in the film. And so even just the process of making this film, sharing this film, believing it would have an audience, was a Batman-like journey for me.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. It's beyond words. How did Michael Uslan and Denny O'Neill become involved with the project? Did you approach them, or did they approach you?
Yeah, they got involved because I begged. You know, I didn't have contacts with them, and they didn't know me. I reached out to Michael, who's very selective about these kind of projects that he gets involved in, particularly when it's involved in his own personal story. I told him about what we were trying to do and the inspirational tone of it and what we were trying to bring. I also told him that, you know, our intentions, we weren't sure exactly how we were going to do it, but our intentions were to benefit charities with the finished film, which we are doing with our theatrical releases, which we can talk about in a few minutes. But and when I told him about my heart for it and what we were trying to achieve and accomplish, he came on board, and I was thrilled. We got to spend 3 days with him filming interviews and capturing his story and capturing some unique things, and in fact filmed a milestone, something very first in the history of comic books that we got to film, that's included in the finale of the movie. And then Denny O'Neill, we reached out to him, and it took a little prodding. Once he understood our goal and what we were trying to do and our heart, he was open, and he made it happen for us, and generously gave me 2.5 hours for an interview, and it was wonderful.
That's amazing. He is, they're both legends. You know, anyone that knows Batman, or that has, you know, Michael, you know, recently had, Michael Uslan recently had a film, The Dark Knight, Batman The Dark Knight. Yeah. It was an animated film. And they're just giants, you know, they're titans in this world. And so it is just amazing to be able to have worked with both of these guys, and that they were able to come on and to help you with such a good and charitable, you know, project.
I was just thrilled to have them both involved, and it was a joy to me. I mean, it was hard to not geek out sitting there interviewing both of them, you know, and you know, also feeling a little nervous, like, don't screw this up, man.
I hear you.
You know, I mean, those are two guys that were storytellers that created the comic books and the movies that, in my, you know, preteen and teenage years, were just super important to me. And you know, it was great. But they were both wonderful, wonderful people, and I'm so happy to have them involved in this film.
Me too. Me too. Now, what cities? I know that you're kicking off a tour for the release of this film, and I was just wondering, what are some of the cities that you plan to visit on the tour?
Yes, we're launching the tour on Saturday, February 1st, and throughout that first week of February, we're going to be in Athens, Georgia, which is right outside Atlanta. We're going to be in Boston. We're going to be in Paramus, New Jersey, New York City, Baltimore, Maryland, and then we're going to take a week off and then catch my breath, and then we're going to hit the West Coast. We're going to go to San Diego, Thousand Oaks, California, and Hollywood, California, there in the L.A. area. Then we're planning to be in San Francisco and in Petaluma, California. One of our characters in our film is from Petaluma, so we're hosting there. But screenings, in addition to those that are on my theatrical tour, screenings have also been posted on our website for Chicago and Phoenix and Indianapolis and Fort Worth, Texas, and Charlotte, North Carolina, and Chattanooga, Tennessee just went up, and Dallas and Detroit is coming soon. So
wonderful.
Because of this unique strategy, what we've done is we've partnered with a company called Tug, which is a website, tug.com, and what they've allowed us to do is anyone in the U.S. can request a screening of Legends of the Night at their local theater. And you pick a day and a time, and it's a one-night, one-time screening. And our profits, the money that would have come to our studio from that screening, will instead be contributed to the charity of your choice. So you choose the night, you choose the charity, you just have to invite the people. You do have to get a minimum ticket sales within 5 business days. You have to, you know, get a certain number of tickets, and it varies from city to city, theater to theater, what that number is. But as long as you, you know, can guarantee for the theater that the expenses of the screening are going to get covered by a certain number of pre-order tickets, then the screening is yours. You can invite friends and organizations and make it an inspiring charity night. And that's how we've put together our whole theatrical tour, doing it this way. So it's a really, really cool model that allows people to share an inspirational, uplifting film and raise money for charity at the same time. It allows all of us to be Batman in our communities.
This is amazing. This is great. That was one of my questions was, you know, how would a person go about scheduling a screening in their city? You know, for instance, we're located in Memphis, you know, and if we wanted, so this is great. It's,
you just go to our website, wearebatman.com, and under a little tab called screenings, there's a tab there called host a screening in the theater. And you click there, it gives you all the information. There's a little video there of me explaining how it works and what happens. You can even see a little video of the screening that we did in Tampa, Florida, which was a launch for the film. It was kind of, I live in Tampa, so it was kind of our test to see how it would work and what an event would be like. And so you can see that and then get all the information. And we've even set it up with, you know, sample emails you can send to your friends and family, sample Facebook posts and tweets and, you know, all kinds of tips and tricks we've learned along the way about how to make this thing work well. And so we're doing our best to help everybody along the way to have a wonderful, successful event.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Brett, I wanted to ask you, will Legends of the Night be available via DVD or Blu-ray in the future?
For pre-order right now on our website. If you go to wearebatman.com, you can pre-order the DVD or the Blu-ray, and those pre-orders are going to go out mid-February, which is going to be a full 2 weeks in advance of our general release, which is not 100% set yet, but those pre-orders are going to go out mid-February. So anybody that pre-orders it now is going to get it at least 2 weeks earlier than everyone else does.
Okay. What projects do you have in the works? I know you have your hands full with Legends of the Night. What things are you going to be working on in the future? Future films?
You know, I'm still trying to figure that out right now. You know, I'm going to be interested to see what the response to this film is and what opportunities come out of that. I'm a huge superhero fan. I have 3 other films in my mind that are superhero related that are this kind of inspirational tone, but different messages, different concepts. And I'm learning, you know, as we kind of start to share the film and build an audience for this film, I'm learning, you know, what I like about this and what I don't, and what works for me and what works for the audience. And so, you know, I hope that I will have the opportunity to do another project like this, in the future, but we'll see. You know, this project has taken on a life that I never would have expected when I first started. You know, there were days when I thought maybe we were just going to watch this finished film in my living room with my kids. You know, the response that we got from our trailer back in February of last year was just tremendous. And so I'm still kind of keeping my eyes open. As a filmmaker, you always have about 12 ideas in your head of things you'd like to do. And, the trick is figuring out what the right project to do next is, and so we'll keep thinking about that.
Absolutely, I know exactly where you're coming from. You know, it's a lot to be a filmmaker because it's a lot to juggle, and you know, just having those ideas and putting them into motion, is sometimes the most challenging thing, but I know that once you start in on it and, you know, the ball is rolling, then everything else seems so much easier compared to, you know, when you've got the idea in your mind and you're pitching the idea and you're, you know, you're going over scripts and locations, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And you got to, and because of all that process and everything involved, you really got to be in love with what you're doing. And right now, having just finished it and now in the process of working, of sharing it with the world, you know, I'm kind of in my mind like, can I just, like, bag groceries for a couple of months and clear my head, you know? It's such an intense process, but, you know, I've loved this, and I've loved the response we've gotten and the support we've gotten from everybody. It's been tremendous and so encouraging. I'm so grateful.
I am grateful as well. This is going to be a powerful film, powerful documentary, and I believe that everyone should see this film once, even if they're not into superheroes, if they think the idea is silly. You know, I think the message behind it that you take away from it is powerful, and I think people should see it.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I hope they will. I hope in the days ahead we'll find some good opportunities to share it with lots of people.
Absolutely. Now, from your perspective, what would you like viewers to take away from this film? What is your intended message? I know you spoke briefly on it at the start of the interview. I was wondering, you know, personally speaking, what would you like to see people take away from the film?
Yeah, that's a great question. I appreciate you asking it. When I look at the character of Batman and Bruce Wayne, what I see is a guy who at the most vulnerable time in his life experienced a horrible tragedy. Maybe the worst thing that could happen to anybody happens right in front of him. And, you know, at that point, even as a child, there's a decision to make. And the decision is, will I let this moment, this tragedy, this thing that was beyond my control, will I let it destroy me and break me down and completely steal all my faith and all my hope that life can be a place worth living and that there is any goodness or justice in the world? And he could have gone down that path. And, you know, depending on the story you read, that's somewhat the path the Joker goes down.
Right.
You know, losing his mind, completely delving into chaos because of a bad experience in his life, and essentially just moving towards anarchy, sadness, and trying to bring as much of that into the world as he can.
Exactly.
But Bruce Wayne makes a very different choice. He instead says, I will believe that Gotham City can be a better place, and I will give every bit of myself to try to be the solution, to try to be the fix. And he does this, he essentially commits himself to this impossible task that no one could achieve, that couldn't be done by a human being. And yet, night after night, day after day, he still gives himself to this. Even though there have been so many different tellings of Batman and so many different versions, that what I just described is always somewhere at the heart of this character. And so when I think about people watching this movie, I think, you know what, we all, that story is in some ways a microcosm of what all of us go through. You know, we go through disappointments. Some of us go through major tragedies. Some of our tragedies are more minor. But we all experience pain and loss and suffering. We see it all around us. You just watch the news for 5 minutes and you'll be reminded about how bad and evil the world can be and how much tragedy there is. And yet, we all have to make the decision. Will we say, you know what, it's all chaos, forget it, it's all doomed, and we're doomed, and our children are doomed, all we can, let's just, you know, escape it all in the newest video game and, you know, forget it. But I think we all have the opportunity to make a different choice than that. And my hope is that everyone that watches this film will say, you know what, I love Batman. I believe in Batman as a hero, as a symbol that we can all be better and that we can overcome. And I hope that every single person will be inspired to find their own path to heroism in their own life. And adopt that and say, you know what, I can go out in the world and I can do something great. I can make a difference. And it's not about putting on a mask and punching people in the face. It's about committing yourself in your own life, in your family, in your community, in the world, to being part of the solution of making the world better, to bringing justice, to bringing light into dark places. And that's my hope. That's what I hope people will take away from this film, that they have the power within them to be that kind of hero and do something great in the world.
That's right. Yeah, Batman, you know, he's the dichotomy of Batman is so interesting because, you know, he, like you said, he has the choice to, you know, just wallow in self-pity or, you know, make a change, make the difference that he wants to see, you know, to make it happen. And so the fact that he, you know, dedicates his life to making the world, especially his city, Gotham City, a better place, is something that is remarkable. You know, it's so sacrificial. But, you know, he doesn't get discouraged, not once. He puts his mind to the task. He's resolute. His thinking is never diminished by the circumstances. Like if he's, you know, fighting an opponent like Darkseid, who's got, you know, Omega beams and, you know, the strength of Superman, you know, he doesn't stop fighting. He keeps persevering. And so the fact that, you know, something so horrific could happen to him, you know, I would say like the closest, you know, he's like 10 Navy SEALs. I mean, that's, and I don't mean any disrespect, but yeah, he's an amazing character. And the, you know, his, when he was created, you know, Bob Kane and Bill Finger, you know, they really hit this guy on the nail. Like, he is amazing, you know, and the fact that he is able to transcend time, you know, he was created, you know, in the 40s, but his message, he is still recognizable even to this day in 2014. He is a household name, and his message is living on throughout the ages. So it's a great story, and I'm glad that you actually took the time to, you know, do this documentary, because his story is so rich, and his story going on to influence others is even greater, because, you know, we live in this world and we need one another. You know, no man is an island, and, you know, the fact that we all are connected to one another, we should help each other, and we should be good to one another. And I think your film explores these things, and that's why, you know, it's just an honor to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for your support and for getting the character and for getting our understanding our film.
Thank you. I was going to ask you, the artwork is actually really unique. I'm looking at the artwork on, you know, your Twitter page, and then I'm looking at it on your Facebook page. Whose idea with, like, the concept, who designed it, and how did you...
Yeah, that artwork was created by a dear friend of mine, Monica Crafts, who she and I worked together for nearly a decade in filmmaking, and she is an amazing graphic designer and artist. And the idea was to create a composite, to create artwork out of multiple things. And so she pieced that together herself, I mean, with her own hands. And in the opening of the film, when you watch the finished film, the beginning of it is showing, while Michael Uslan is telling a story, you're seeing her put together this piece of art. I filmed her for an afternoon while she put it together, and you see the process of it coming together. But it's mixed media. It's a variety of watercolor and paint and all kinds of different looks and textures, and to piece it together, because ultimately this movie is a collection of all these different stories that ultimately make up this legend of Batman. You know, one of the things that's been interesting about this process is, you know, like there have been graphic novels like the greatest Batman stories ever told, that bring together these great stories that have been written by these writers and artists and storytellers over the years. But someone said to me when I was explaining this concept to them, they said, you know what, this movie you're creating actually, it probably is the greatest Batman stories ever told, because these are real stories.
Right.
These are true people. You know, with the, you know, that's all fiction. This is real. And, you know, I kind of got to thinking about that, and what that made me realize is, you know, that in the process of us telling these stories, you know, the reality is even someone that, you know, in the 1980s was as great of a Batman storyteller as Frank Miller was, the story of a five-year-old that puts on a cape and runs through their backyard and imagines themselves as Batman, the story that they're telling in their own mind is, in my judgment, after making this film, just as valid a canon for Batman as anything else. You know, ultimately, we are the ones that sustain Batman by reimagining him constantly in our minds. And it certainly is these storytellers, these professional storytellers, that are shaping some of it. But we are shaping it in our own minds. And those lessons, those stories about Batman are very, very important. And we've been doing that as a people for generation after generation, not just about Batman, but other kinds of stories that have evolved and been told, not just in corporate settings and sold, but as folk heroes, which is in some ways what Batman has become. He's a symbol. And so the artwork is meant to symbolize that. It's meant to show, you know, that Batman, what he really is these multiple things all kind of put together, and it's not always pretty. Sometimes it's kind of sloppy and the edges kind of run. It's not always clean and clear, but Batman is all of those things, and this is perhaps, you know, even in our artwork without the bat ears, the truest representation of Batman as a human symbol of who we are and the stories we tell each other every day.
Absolutely. Yeah, you hit it on the nail when you said, you know, the stories that you're telling, you know, they're canonical as well, because, you know, these are real stories. And so you definitely hit it on the nail. And I would say that, this is a special documentary because you're doing something that I believe will also it's developing the legacy that Batman has. And so I see that it will continue to be something that will, you know, we will look at as a people in the future, which is something that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Brett, I'm actually all out of questions, but I do want to open the floor up to you. If there's anything you'd like to tell our listening audience.
No, I think we've talked about it. You know, the excitement for us right now is all hubbed at wearebatman.com. It's these theatrical screenings that are already planned that we hope people will join. The tickets are available in all those cities. You know, you can check and see if your city's on the list, and more cities are coming soon. You can sign up for our updates to be added to our email list so that you'll get updates, you know, periodically. We promise not to spam you or sell your email address, but, you know, so you can stay updated on what's going on and new dates and new events that are being added. And then you have the opportunity to reserve your own screening, to partner with a charity organization you believe in, or if you're, you know, or with any group that you belong to, whether it's a youth group or a church group or some kind of family, you know, or activity group, whatever it is, and bring them together to be part of that and experience the movie together and help a charity in the process. And then, of course, if, you know, you're not in the U.S., you can pre-order the movie, or you can even create your own screening at a local theater there. There's options for that on our website as well. But the movies are available for pre-order, and will be out on DVD and Blu-ray on our website very soon as well for general release. So there's a lot going on right now, but it's a wonderful whirlwind for us, and we're just so grateful for everyone's support, everyone who's helped us along the way, and who I believe and have faith will continue to help us to bring this this movie to the world.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brett.
My pleasure.